This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Thursday, July 9th. Brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. Trump halts trade with Spain. Move fast on E15. Grassley urges Congress. Forage crop insurance options expanded. President Donald Trump has ordered Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent to cut off all trade with Spain, despite an upward trend of U.S. agriculture exports to the country. "We don't want to do any trade business with Spain anymore," Trump said at the NATO summit in Turkey. "Spain is a terrible partner in NATO. They don't participate. They don't pay. I don't want anything to do with Spain. Cut off all trade with Spain, please, including visits." Now, the USDA reports that the U.S. exported nearly $2.5 billion in agriculture goods to Spain last year, a 4.6% compounded average growth over the past decade. Corn and tree nuts are top exports to Spain, bringing $784.1 million and $765.8 million in revenue, respectively, in 2025. The White House referred AgriPulse to Trump's remarks at the summit in response to a request for comment about the impact of the decision on U.S. farmers. Spain is the only member of NATO that has not committed to increase its defense spending to 5% of its GDP by 2030. The E15 clock is ticking. Senator Chuck Grassley of Iowa says Congress needs to move on legislation to allow voluntary year-round sales of higher ethanol fuel blends known as E15 before lawmakers adjourn for 5 weeks starting in early October. That's the last chance to pass an E15 bill before high-stakes congressional elections across the country, including Grassley's home state of Iowa, the country's largest producer of corn ethanol. E15 is very critical to farmers voting in the midterm elections, so I would expect it to be at least in September, but there's no reason it couldn't be done in July, Grassley told reporters yesterday. Trump wants E15 and about $11 billion in farmer aid to be part of nearly an $88 billion supplemental spending bill that's mostly aimed at funding the Iran war. Grassley said E15, quote, better come as part of that bill or the 2027 National Defense Authorization Act. It would be good if E15 could be included in a farm bill working its way through Congress, but the legislation likely won't be taken up until after the election on November 3rd, he added. The Agriculture Department is adding revenue protection coverage for forage producers in select counties across 12 states beginning with the 2027 crop year. The new policy announced yesterday by the USDA's Risk Management Agency replaces the current actual production history, the APH forage production policy, in eligible counties with three coverage options: yield protection, and revenue protection with harvest price exclusion. We closely collaborated with forage producers and industry stakeholders to develop this expanded policy to provide these coverage options in the areas where it's needed most, RMA Administrator Pat Swanson said. The expected coverage is available in parts of California, Idaho, Iowa, Michigan, Minnesota, Montana, Nebraska, North Dakota, Pennsylvania, South Dakota, Washington, and Wisconsin. Producers in eligible counties must enroll by September 30 for the 2027 coverage. The existing APH policy will remain available in other states. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this. America's dairy farmers are committed to feeding the nation, but their ability to do so depends on sound, science-based policies. That's why they rely on Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, the number two milk cooperative in the country and a leading voice for progressive, farmer-driven leadership in Washington, D.C. Edge represents dairy farmers and their families across the country, the backbone of rural communities and a vital part of our food security. From environmental regulation and workforce development to trade and sustainability, Edge ensures farmer perspectives are heard and that decisions in D.C. are grounded on facts, not politics. Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, advancing policies that strengthen America's farms, safeguard our environment, and sustain the next generation of dairy leaders. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. EPA should put cancer warnings on pesticides, quote, linked to cancer. The Center for Biological Diversity says in an emergency petition filed with the agency, amending the label regulations would ensure that EPA satisfies the FIFRA duty to include all warnings necessary to protect human health, says the petition, referring to the Federal Insecticide, Fungicide, and Rodenticide Act. The petition comes a couple of weeks after the Supreme Court limited the types of lawsuits plaintiffs can file in state court alleging harm caused by pesticides. A review conducted by the center found that EPA had required cancer warnings on 69 to 4,919 labels, or 1.4% for products, quote, containing an active ingredient that the agency itself designated as, quote, likely human carcinogen, the center said in a press release. The warning is included on 1.1% of products with an ingredient designed as a, quote, possible human carcinogen. Federal agencies must respond to petitions within a, quote, reasonable time, a phrase that has been interpreted to give them considerable discretion. U.S. exports of ethanol climbed 11% to 189.7 million gallons in May, that after a steep decline in the month of April. The Renewable Fuels Association says they're citing government data. Canada dominated demand, with shipments rising 18% to six-month high, 76.3 million gallons. Exports to the European Union, led by the Netherlands, increased 15% to 39.1 million gallons. Nigeria imported 12.7 million gallons, the African country's largest volume of U.S. ethanol since December 21. Exports to Colombia up 72% to 10.9 million gallons. Shipments to South Korea fell 38%, 10.1 million, and exports to the United Kingdom declined 4% to 9.9 million gallons. Exports to both Brazil and India were essentially flat. Year-to-date, U.S. ethanol exports are running 11% ahead of the same period last year, according to RFA. U.S. exports in May of dried distillers' grains, the ethanol production byproduct used for animal feed, that increased 6% to 1.08 million metric tons. The Agriculture Department is seeking public input on whether its prime grading standard should be updated. The agency will take comments through September 8th on whether it should act on a request from the American WAGA Association to add marbling degrees above the current top of the prime grade to better characterize modern genetics, which are not always differentiated with the current marbling degrees, according to a Federal Register notice. Currently, USDA defines 4 degrees of marbling for prime grade carcasses: slightly abundant, moderately abundant, abundant, and very abundant. However, Agriculture Marketing Service Associate Administrator Melissa Bailey said in the notice that carcass grading as USDA prime are, quote, exhibiting a wider range of marbling degrees than the current 4. Bailey also noted that the number of carcasses grading as USDA prime grew from 6.2% to 12.2% between 2017 and 2025. Here's today's final word. The 6 nutrient management plans that we reviewed cover all 9 minimum requirements under EPA regulations, indicating the EPA's oversight offers reasonable assurances that the Ohio EPA's NPDES permitting program verifies that CAFO nutrient management plans comply with that federal regulation. EPA Office of Inspector General, in a report examining whether EPA was exercising proper oversight of Ohio's National Pollutant Discharge Elimination System permit program. A complaint had alleged EPA was, quote, not appropriately overseeing Ohio's implementation of the NPDES permitting program for concentrated animal feeding operations, or verifying that the NPDES permitted CAFOs applied manure and processed wastewater in accordance with approved nutrient management plans. Well, that's Daybreak for this Thursday, July 9th. Brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Allen.